By the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
Up next, the News Bulletin.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Welcome to the One Love Radio News, the headlines. Northern Province PS has urged students to remain focused on their education and attentive to their lecturers. Lusaka City Council optimistic that ongoing drainage construction works to end Kanyama flooding issues. Public health student at the University of Zambia urges young women not to give up on education. In international news, floods in Nairobi queue at least 23 police operations ongoing. And in sports, Mwemba opts to pay for Kansanshi replicas despite gift to support club. With the news in detail, my name is Kondwani Maplanga.
President Hage Geingob has joined Zambian women across the country to commemorate the International Women's Day, which this year is being celebrated under the theme Rights, Justice, Action for All Women and Girls. Speaking during the Women's Day celebrations at the Lusaka Agriculture Showgrounds, President Geingob emphasized the need to protect the girl child amidst increased defilement cases. He says the girl child requires more vigilance and protection from all players, including the citizenry, as they hold a cardinal part in ensuring that government interventions are successful. He called on men to exercise restraint and treat girl children as their own and focus all romantic advances towards mature women who are in abundance. He has since urged women that as they celebrate their day to continue to strive for excellence as they continue to contribute to national development.
Let's end discrimination, let's end GBVs, let's end harmful practices. We can legislate, but if our brains are not agreed to the legislation, we will still continue seeing these things happen. Let's build a society where every girl thrives. Every woman and her voice, her choices are respected at all times. When we uplift women and girls, we uplift the nation. Let us renew our commitment to rights, justice, and we can only do this by acting on a daily basis. Not some days, but all the days, 365 days of the year and every year. Then we'll have a more harmonious society, a more respectable society that accords the necessary and due respect to our women and the girl child. May God bless the women of Zambia, the women of our region, the women of Africa, the women of the world.
Northern Province Permanent Secretary Bernard Mpundu has urged students to remain focused on their education and attentive to their lecturers in order to achieve their goals. Mr. Mpundu challenged students to stay committed and believe in their potential, stating that they can achieve great heights if they remain disciplined. Mr. Mpundu encouraged them to be agile, alert and focused to succeed, noting that opportunities for growth exist for everyone regardless of their role in society. The permanent secretary made the remarks when he joined students following the deliberations of the National Youth Indaba virtually at Kasama College of Education yesterday. He further urged young people to take advantage of educational opportunities, stressing that government policies under President Hage Geingob provide hope for employment after graduation. Mr. Mpundu assured students that government remains committed to creating jobs, citing the recent recruitment of health workers and the upcoming employment of education staff. Meanwhile, the Kasama College of Education Student Executive Body welcomed the commemoration of the 2026 National Youth Indaba. The women's rights organization and Women for Change Zambia has joined the global community in commemorating International Women's Day with a strong call for greater protection of women's rights, justice and concrete action to advance gender equality in the country. Executive Director Lumba Sianga says this year's commemoration, held under the theme Rights, Justice, Action for All Women and Girls, provides an opportunity to celebrate the achievements of women and girls while highlighting the challenges they continue to face. Ms. Sianga noted that although progress has been made towards gender equality, many women and girls in Zambia still encounter significant barriers, including limited access to education, economic opportunities, and protection from violence. She stressed that urgent action is needed from duty bearers to address these challenges and ensure that women and girls are fully empowered in all sectors of society.
Women's Day, Women for Change joins the global community in celebrating the achievements of women and girls, while sounding the alarm on the urgent need for rights, justice and action to be attained. Under the theme Rights, Justice, Action for All Women and Girls, we acknowledge the progress made towards gender equality, but emphasize that much work remains to be done. In Zambia, women and girls continue to face barriers to education despite.
A final year public health student at the University of Zambia, Jennifer Mwansa, has encouraged young women not to give up on their education despite facing life challenges. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Ms. Mwansa says failure is not permanent, noting that discipline and determination can help transform a person's destiny. She has urged more young women to remain committed to their studies, emphasizing that a late start in education does not mean the end of the road. Ms. Mwansa has further stressed that pregnancy should not prevent girls from continuing with school, encouraging young mothers to stay focused on their education and future goals.
That the government and the president and President Lungu's family should.
Now, the United Party for National Development aspiring Member of Parliament for Kanyama Constituency, Ivene Hajombwa, is urging young people vying for public office to seek financial stability before political interests to avoid mismanaging resources, public resources, when elected. Mr. Hajombwa is concerned that many young people view public office aspirations as a job opportunity rather than interest to serve the people. He feels that the situation often leads to corruption and abuse of resources intended for development and progress of the country. He emphasized the need for young people to desist from corruption, highlighting its negative towards development and growth of the country. He stressed that young leaders should establish their lives first so they can serve people without personal gain. Mr. Ajombo claims that when young people prioritize financial stability before seeking public office, they will focus on serving the people and not enriching themselves. The Lusaka City Council LCC is optimistic that ongoing drainage construction works in Kanyama will finally bring an end to the area's chronic flooding issues. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the